Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 23, His Replenishment. I, Paul, did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision, but kept declaring that they should repent and turn to God. Acts 26, verses 19 and 20. Due to his beliefs, Desmond Doss, Medal of Honor recipient, refused to carry weapons and became a combat medic. In the Battle of Okinawa, he saved many lives, carrying one soldier at a time while putting his own life on the line. When asked how he had found enough strength to keep going back for more, he replied that each time he prayed, "Lord, please help me get one more." When we trust in Jesus for our salvation, we are also promised the strength needed to share His mercy with others, even under the most adverse circumstances. As we join in His salvific rescue efforts, He provides resources that we do not possess on our own. When Paul became a prisoner, God enabled him to keep sharing the gospel, even when he was in chains. Instead of being overcome by discouragement, Paul kept sharing the gospel with Jews and Gentiles, kings and governors. In Acts 24, Paul became a prisoner of Felix, the governor. After 2 years of Paul being in this condition, Felix was succeeded by Festus, who was left in charge of Paul's case. After Paul appealed to Caesar, Festus was confused as to what charges to bring against Paul, since he had found no wrongdoing. When King Agrippa, Herod Agrippa II, visited Festus, they arranged an audience for Agrippa to hear Paul speak, and even then, Paul tried to evangelize the king. "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets?" "I know that you do," Agrippa replied to Paul. "In a short time, you will persuade me to become a Christian?" Acts 26 verses 27 and 28. It seems as if Paul's motto was, "Lord, please help me get one more." When it comes to sharing God's mercy, each of us may have our own distinct one more. One more hour of taking care of a chronically ill loved one. One more day of kindness towards an unkind person. Forgiving the same offense one more time. Sharing Jesus with one more person, in spite of being ridiculed in the process. Praise God, for He miraculously replenishes our souls so that we may be able to continue sharing Jesus through words and actions.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com. or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.